was funny.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
You were laughing like a hyena when he said it.
98.
What the hell is wrong with you?
K-U-P-D.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
We are minutes away from the final slot for Doug Hopkins Money. One more time today. And today is actually a Doug Hopkins receipt. It was his birthday boy brunch receipt. He took some people out for brunch. They went over to the Hub. So we're going to hop on that in a little bit and find out what Doug spent, or hopefully someone spent on Doug for his birthday yesterday. And we'll see what that is. That'll be the last one. You can text it, maybe win $5,000 next Friday just for playing along with Doug Hopkins' $5,000 giveaway. That's pretty awesome. So thanks to Doug and the crew over there at Doug Hopkins' whole operation. They got a deal. Where's the thing? There it is. Yeah. So good luck to all of you. 8 o'clock, we'll give you the receipt and the items on it and get $5,000. In the meantime, it's time for Brady to give you all the news that only Brady knows. We call this the Brady Report, and it's brought to you by our friends at Hooters. It's Friday. Tomorrow, hell of a fight. Haney Garcia. Now, if you want to watch a fight tomorrow, or you don't care about boxing, but you want to see a spectacle, Ryan Garcia is going to wear a $1 million diamond crown into the ring tomorrow.
Wow.
It's ridiculous. It's an ice. It's the ice crown. It's absurd. I don't know what happens to boxers when they think this is a good idea, but ultimate bling. And he's gone a little goofy. He's fighting a guy who's 31-0, too. It's a hell of a fight. And you can watch it live right there at Hooters. No cover charge. Throw in some hot wings, some drinks. Hooters girls, you're going to have a hell of a Saturday night. A knockout, if you will. That's tomorrow at Hooters. That's a good fight for boxing fans. That is a real good one. And I want to see that crown get knocked off of Garcia because he's gotten a little goofy. I'm in the Haney camp. But that crown is pretty neat. I saw a picture of it. That's pretty awesome. Go see it at Hooters. And then giggle and point with the rest of us, and hopefully it gets knocked right off his head. Brady, report it.
Good Friday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world. We've made it.
Hi.
Happy National Poker Day.
Oh, hey.
And National Cat Lady Day.
So a lot of times you play poker, you lose all your money, you end up alone with a bunch of cats. They're hand in hand.
Tomorrow, of course, is 420. It's a palindrome.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. 42024.
The next time we'll see one, again, is 1,000 years.
Is that right? We don't
April
have another
20th.
Palindrome?
Wow. 3024.
Yeah, I guess that's true, because the next possible one, well, yeah.
Maybe the next 420 is 1,000 years from now. That's
I hope so.
The next time it happens on 420.
Palindrome, yeah.
I was going to say, because I was thinking, because you said it would be 3024.
Yeah.
Because a palindrome.
You just need 24 at the end.
Except for you've got the 20 again, the 2020. So that goes backwards. You won't have that again in 2021. Yeah, that's going to be 1,000 years from now.
Yeah.
Cool.
I'm glad we're not on tomorrow.
Oh, 420, yeah. The worst day ever. Yeah. Wheaties, you won. Knock it off. It's like having
there'll be some food specials at some restaurants all around, like
Chiba
Hut's
going to be, there's a line out the door.
Oh, absolutely.
A lot of $4.20 and items.
It's the same thing we say to beer people. Calm down about Cinco de Mayo and St. Patrick's Day. We've all had a beer. It's not hard to get it. Weed, you're the same now. It's not that big a deal.
Can I dispute that? Wouldn't 5225 be a palindrome and 6226 be a palindrome?
The 420 date, the next.
Well, that's 420. But I was trying to figure out the next palindrome too.
I thought you said,
but no, it wouldn't, because it's 2024. So 42024 is the same backwards with the 2024, not just the 24. Gotcha. So you're right, like 5224. If you don't put the 20 in there,
if you don't put the 20, 5225 would be the same backwards and forwards.
Right, but no, if you just didn't have the 20 in there.
Right, if you missed out the 20.
So that, I think it's actually 1,000 years till the next one of those happens any day.
A couple of basic fun facts. Human beings have explored less than 5% of the world's ocean floors.
We got to get on that. Who dropped the ball there?
Well,
Cameron.
Cameron. Yeah, James.
We had a little setback.
What?
The deep ocean exploring. I think they got to get the...
Oh, it's not
the
all
apparatus
the oceans,
is better. A little bit better.
So just
design.
The deep ocean, not
well,
the whole
ocean.
Ocean.
Floors. Yeah, no. That would include everything.
Well, but that's only 5%. I figured the beaches are 5%.
You're talking about open, and we're talking about underwater exploration.
Okay, I've been underwater on a beach.
Wasn't and the second
you, wait a minute, hold on,
where the ocean floor is.
Yeah, that's where the ocean floor would be. Yeah.
I don't call that a beach. I call a beach above water.
Okay, but then the beach leads to what? Yeah. Where am I going if I'm at the beach?
You're going below water.
That's right.
To the ocean floor.
What is he standing on?
Which is no longer a beach.
So let me ask you this. Is the beach, does the beach change every time it moves in? Are we under, am I still on the beach if the tide washes me away?
If you're underwater, like if you're laying on a beach
yeah.
and then a wave comes over and you're submerged,
you're no longer
on the beach.
You're on the ocean
floor. You're underwater.
You're on the ocean floor.
Yeah. It's not called a beach. It's called the ocean floor.
Okay. Just for a few seconds till that water goes away.
And then
you're back on the beach.
Back
into the beach. Okay. Either way, I'm saying I think those moments where I could possibly be on the ocean floor in Brady's world, but I know how to get there because it's right in front of me. That's about 5%, isn't it?
In the second presidential election.
He's just moving on. No reason to answer that question.
In the second presidential election, both parties picked George Washington as their nominee. He won the election with 100% of the vote.
Yeah. Well, nobody even knew it was happening.
Dominated that day.
It's kind of like Scientology. It's like, we have a new leader, but nobody else knew.
It's like Reagan and Mondale.
Yeah, well, those guys in the House made the vote. You think those farmers knew there was even an election? It was pretty new back then.
What's this? We have a new president?
We have a new president. Okay. All right, live with it.
The words ravel and unravel mean the exact same thing.
Hmm.
You look it up in the Merriam-Webster dictionary.com. It's true.
Well, I wouldn't look at it. Right. It's a lot. Take a deep breath.
Was anyone doubting him?
Yeah. If you want to do it, dude, get online and look it up, asshole.
Whoa, hey, calm down. I got to ravel my knot, and I have to unravel my knot. Same thing.
Yeah.
So you're raveling.
Yeah, I've never used the word ravel.
Raveling. Hmm.
There was an outage of the 911 systems in several states on Wednesday. Did you hear about this?
Yeah. All of Vegas.
According to Lumen, it happened in parts of Nevada, of Vegas, South Dakota, and Nebraska. And according to Lumen, the company that supports those systems, it was caused by an installation of a light pole.
Hmm.
Unclear where the light pole was and how it caused the 911 to go down, but might be involved with cutting a little fiber.
So they didn't even know where the light pole was, but they know its installation caused the problem?
I don't know if they're saying they
wouldn't
not
the
sure.
Know
they know where it is. Yeah. I don't think they want to say this is where it happened.
Oh.
I don't know.
Because then somebody...
Because they had to have known because they repaired it in 3 hours.
Right. It's the 911 or the... Yeah, it's the 911, the vortex line. If you get there, you could cut 911 off completely.
So one telephone pole took out four states, 911.
Three states,
parts of it.
Okay.
The FCC is investigating. There haven't been any reports yet of any situations that were worsened by the system being
down. They still figured it out.
Yeah. This lady, Kiara Carter, she was arrested this past Sunday at Memphis International Airport after she was caught carrying 56 pounds of pot in her checked luggage. Most people like 56 pounds, but when she was caught, because one of the suitcases... A couple people noticed was bulging, and then stuff started falling out. So that's when the TSA said, hey, you mind if we check your bag? Can we open it up? She's like, yeah, go ahead. There's 56 pounds of weed in there. Her mugshot's pretty funny.
Yeah, she's pretty disappointed. It seemed like you just kind of ran out of steam on that one. We started.
No, I was in the middle of a cough.
Oh, I didn't know. Yeah. Either that or you're going to die. We couldn't tell.
And speaking of the airline industry, they just did a Wallet Hub just ranked the 9 largest U.S. Air Services.
Are you okay? Oh. You were hitting two words in a pause. What's going on? Everybody in the room is nervous. We don't care about the airline right now. This is different than normal.
You need some fuel injector cleaner. Are you okay? Fire more. Yeah,
it was based upon 13 metrics.
Don't gloss over what we just asked you.
I'm okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Seriously, take a breath. Yeah. It is odd today.
Here we go, the rundown.
Okay.
Number 10, Southwest Airlines.
Okay.
Number 9, Frontier Airlines.
This is just from suck to good?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going from bottom to the top. Number 8, American Airlines. 7, Hawaiian Airlines. 6, JetBlue. 5, United. 4, Delta. 3, Spirit.
Okay.
2, pricing. SkyWest Airlines.
Pricing.
Number 1, Alaska Airlines. Yeah. And
so
it wasn't
the
necessarily
on
pricing.
Yeah.
Pricing
yeah.
is in that factor, but there's 12 other metrics they used.
Still.
Losing baggage on time.
They're all pretty easy.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
Yeah, this says there's one every 13 months for the next 6 years using U.S. date format only with the 2029. Yeah, okay. 4/2024 is one. 5/2025 next year. 6/2026. Yeah, there you go. So you're going to have a whole bunch of those. So the next one is the 4/2025 or 35, whatever. I don't know.
30/24.
Palindromes are confusing.
And now it's time for some science news.
Working on.
Hello, my friends. Professor Brady Bogan here with your science news. Boston Dynamics just unveiled a new humanoid robot. It's pretty creepy. The video.
Is this the one that gets up off the ground?
Yeah.
Does it do the dog bounce, that leap off the ground thing?
No, it's bad.
Show
you got to see it. Oh, yeah.
But does it look like a person or is it still like a structure?
It looks like a
person.
But it's got skin and stuff?
No.
It's just you put skin on it.
Okay. So it's a robot structure. Yeah. Silver and robotic looking. But it moves like a person.
Yeah. And it does these rotations. Like the head can go
all the way around.
360 degrees.
It's possessed.
The body.
It has no limits.
Well, Toledo pulls that up. Canned wine sometimes smells like farts. They figured out why. Researchers at Cornell say what happens that the antioxidant in the wine is getting through the plastic liners in the cans.
Oh.
It interacts with the aluminum, creates hydrogen sulfide. Morning breeze. It smells like rotten eggs.
All right, here's the robot. And it is very Rosie the Riveter kind of robot. It's silver. It's got 001. It's C-3PO. It's got only silver. And he's laying on the
ground.
Watch
how it gets up.
Oh, this is going to creep me out. The future is right in front of me, isn't it? He's not on his stomach. He's doing a full-on. He just flipped his. Oh, that's awful. He just legs right over its back.
and we're done.
Yeah, we're done.
You.
Oh, and then its hips are 360. Yeah. Its arms are 360.
I think that's like a better night do in the morning.
Oh,
yeah, exactly.
Man.
Exactly.
Well, I have more metal
and
parts.
It's fast.
Yeah, and it's going to start running 80 miles an hour. I, for one, bow down to our new overlords. People are emailing Brady. People are concerned. Is today the day? Do we have to?
I got four of them. Is Brady stroking? I go, I don't know. We're playing it by ear.
There is definitely a dashboard light on. Look for it.
I'm a healthcare professional. Pay attention, boys, please.
I think I got the same one. Are you feeling?
I got a scratchy throat.
Yeah, but
so if I breathe, it itches.
Oh.
So then I'm trying to hold back the cough a couple
gotcha.
Of times.
All right. Well, that's what you should have said when I said, are you okay? You just kept reading.
I said I was okay.
No,
he's
you
a professional.
Didn't.
He's supposed to go right through
I'm
that.
Okay.
It took you forever to answer, are you okay?
Did you hear about this one? Did you get this email? John, here's what you need to do.
Okay.
Say melty cheese and look at Brady's face. If half his smile droops, we may have trouble.
Stroke. Melty cheese.
Delicious.
He's all right. He seems all right. He looked down. He looked away.
A study found you're less likely to develop dementia later in life if your job requires you to think a lot.
They tell you that all the time. This dementia thing is like everything causes it. Thinking too much, not thinking enough, playing the piano, not playing the piano, jogging. Exercise is a key. You got to keep moving because you'll just shut down otherwise. But man, oh man, don't tell me thinking about dementia causes dementia because I think about it all the time. I'm able to.
There was a big breakthrough in quantum computing this week. Team in Europe took the first steps in creating a quantum internet. Details on what that means are pretty complicated. I can just tell you, for you, John, porn much faster.
I don't need it faster. It's at a reasonable rate right now. I'm not struggling with the speed in which I get nudity. What does it mean faster, though? Like it just shows up on the screen. How fast can it get? I have zero trouble. Click, video, great. There it is. I mean, what is going slow?
I don't know.
Who's complaining that it's not fast enough? The only thing that's slows it down is
chatterbait.
Well,
a lot of times. That's probably the biggest thing.
Chatterbait and Semenex are the only things that slow my porn down, and that's just another video. And it's only 4 seconds.
Thank God for that skip button.
Oh, my God. Once that skip ad happens and you can start buffering to the...
And you got to make sure you hit it right on, because otherwise you click on the ad.
God damn it.
Yeah.
That's your science news.
Oh, I'm sorry. The music's been off. Are you sick and tired of masturbating with a partner?
What?
Well, yes, I am.
I was masturbating with a partner.
Maybe I am. I didn't know I was.
A guy in Canada named Darren Stewart Jones got an email from Tim Hortons on Wednesday. Told him he won a $40,000 fishing boat. It was a grand prize in a contest they've been running called Roll Up to Win.
It's a trap!
And you imagine he's pretty stoked. Until a buddy called him and goes, hey, I just won the boat too.
It's a trap.
Was a trap because they end up getting thousands of people that won the boat. It was a mistake in the contest.
Oh, I thought it was a sting operation.
That's what I was so hoping for.
Because I remember watching a long time ago, the Redskins were in the Super Bowl. And in Washington, D.C., they emailed out free Super Bowl tickets to everyone who had a felony warrant active. And they told them to go down to they covered it on, I think it was on 60 Minutes, how sting operations work. And they covered it. And all these Redskins fans showed up. That was a team back in the early 90s, Redskins. Not allowed to talk about them anymore, or Caitlin Clark gets mad. So anyway, it goes back all the way to the 90s, if you can imagine. And they had these guys milling around all talking to each other. And the one guy had a great thing because they're like, yeah, we all getting Super Bowl tickets, man. And they're all talking about stuff. And a few of them knew each other. And the one guy said, how did this happen? And the other guy goes, sweepstakes. And he goes, from what? I didn't sign up for anything. Me neither. And they all kind of slowly started to realize that none of them had entered a contest. Must have been 90 dudes in this room. And they just locked the doors and said, all right, guys, let's line up and get your names. Half of them had already signed their papers. But one guy kind of, you saw his face go, none of us have played the game and we all won. It's a trap.
God damn it.
Ain't that a bitch?
Tim Horton sent a follow-up email telling people to disregard the boat thing. But now a ton of angry Canadians are threatening them with a class action lawsuit.
Angry Canadians.
Angry Canadians?
Yeah.
We used to say that at Tony Romas for people who didn't tip.
Someone started a Facebook group called the Tim Hortons You Want a Boat group. 2,000 people joined it as of last night, demanding their boats. Probably won't happen because the fine print says Tim Hortons has the right to cancel, amend, or suspend the contest if there's any sort of error made.
Yeah, that's smart.
Yeah.
Legalese basically saying we don't ever have to give you a boat.
Imagine that. Can they show that to our lawyers?
Oh, our lawyers make us say it all the time. I always point out the part of our rules whenever they're like, you got to do it exactly like this. I'm like, yeah, but it says here we reserve the right to change the contest at any time.
Well,
then we got to tell the lawyers. And we'll ask for forgiveness later.
I guess in March of 2023, they told a bunch of people they'd won $10,000 in cash Each customer ended up getting a $50 gift card for the trouble.
Tim Horton's got to stop running contests.
Whatever company they're using.
Isn't Tim Hortons delicious? I went to Tim Hortons. Delicious. I thought it was good. Why are they giving away boats and stuff? That's the act of a desperate restaurant.
Yeah. If you run a contest.
Yeah, but you're desperate. If your food isn't selling enough where you got to give away a boat to have somebody come eat eggs. Yeah,
McDonald's was selling very well.
Yeah, McDonald's is a fast food place that does. Yeah, you were going there anyway, and now there's a reason to win $1 million. It's not like they're handing out a boat.
40,000 bass boat, bro.
I guess.
In Canada?
Yeah, that's true. It is Canada. They do stuff wrong. A
couple of radio videos. First one's a dude rolling up his little mini SUV over a bale of hay. One of those round bales of hay.
All right. He's got like a little, almost like a, looks like a hearse minivan.
Front wheel drive.
Backs right into it. Tries to go over it. Nope. Up. Success. He's always balanced it. Oh, he high centers it right on the circle.
I love the cheering. But
there you go. All right. Not very exciting, but kind of neat. Because that truck, I can't imagine, is good at anything else. One of the ugliest trucks I've ever seen.
Your standard delivery truck,
right? That's all
right.
Next one's a pretty good rugby tackle.
All right. Guy makes the pitch left. They're going left. Oh, sit down. Oh, that's a murder in a lot of countries. Holy cow.
Tua Tagovailoa says what?
Oh, my God. People have been hit by cars and suffered less damage than what this guy just went through. Oh, my Lord. Well, the other guy was, you know what I like? That his teammate had the wherewithal to still get the ball.
Get the loose ball.
You just witnessed a murder, but we don't lose this match.
Next one is cooking with big hands.
Okay. Oh, no. It's a deformity.
Yeah.
Somebody's deformed. He's normal, except for his hands.
Whoa. He's going to dice an onion and garlic.
Oh, shut up.
Look at
this
that.
Fake,
this
right?
can't be real.
This is almost
fake. Oh, no, doing it.
I know he's cutting the onion, but there's some trick going on here with the prosthetic.
The Mickey Mouse gloves on.
No. Why isn't he a goalie for the U.S. soccer team?
Oh, my God.
Get it in the skillet. He makes a nice little potion.
All right, calm down about what he's making, Brady. That is not the focus of this video. The food is not what people are looking at.
He's got a nice little bouillabaisse started there. That's pretty good.
Those hands, that's got to be fake.
No, those are real.
You don't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
I don't know. The way that pinky just hit the pot and moved.
That's
he didn't even
rub
like
hands
hurt.
On or something.
Yeah, there's something going on. This is the costume. Because he touched the pan a second ago with his dumb fake hands. I know from all the freaky stuff I look at that I'd have known about this disease a long time ago. I'm not buying it.
If you want to follow him in his recipes.
Boy, do I. What is it? Mr. K. Dillon? What does that say?
Mr. K. Davidson.
Oh, that's it. No, that's not him, is it?
Yeah, I think it is him. M-R-K-D-V-D-S-N.
Oh, like Mark Davidson, only with no vowels.
Yeah.
The last one.
I don't know. I'm not doubting that it could be a disorder. It looks like something could have been done. You don't let a guy get to 30 and the hands keep getting bigger and bigger. And it's like, well, you're on your own.
Last one will keep it sexy. With an influencer doing some...
Oh, a girl's doing a hot dance and a little tiny skirt.
She's posing in the doorway.
All right.
Remember those little pads, stadium pads we got at
the Super little
Bowl?
Seating pad.
It's a little Super Bowl seating pad.
All right. So she goes and tried to climb the stairs to go in the door. Her skirt rides up a little bit. You see some ass.
Right.
Oh, she's...
No, like front.
She's being posed. Oh, yeah. Oh, something's going to come out of there. She's got her leg up on the wall, the other leg's on there. She's very sexy, right? Oh, door opens. She's down.
No, okay?
She's down.
They got full camel toe there. The boy's walking
clumsy.
By.
All right.
Jesus. You're the cleanest guy in the room.
Did you see that chick's flop out? Those brothers got hard as rocks. God bless. Love you all.
Notice you didn't cough on that one.
Yeah, some old tickly throat got a full sentence out there.
Cleared that throat right up.
Yeah, right up.
Those brothers got a load of camel toe, an eyeful.
Did the wizard give you your gift and you have the power of speech again? What happened there?
I'm feeling pretty good right now.
Nice job, Brady. The girl's hoo-ha shot out slowly. Brett, it's Friday.
You ready?
Here we go.
All right. Start with a little accident.
All right. Here we go. The Brett Friday videos. Brace yourselves.
A little accident.
No, it's a car going. Oh my God! A car next to him just hits another thing and bursts into flames.
And there's the body.
And it's a motorcycle. And yes, there's the body
on fire
right in front of the car that dash cammed the entire incident.
Okay, I see it. The one that he
watch the motorcycle body explosion. Wow. Body lays right in the fire and burns up. Wow, that happens fast. Yeah. Sell your motorcycle today.
No.
Oh my God! That thing just blows up.
This one's called Soup's On.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's a cooking video. Brady, you're going to like this. It's like Guy Fieri. Hands? I hope so. Oh, no. It's a woman vomiting into the bottom of another room. Oh, no, wait. What am I seeing here? Yeah. She just... She pukes some soup into a woman's butt. I don't know what's going on. And then, what is with the ladle?
She's ladling her cheddar cheese soup into her.
Is this adult Double Dare?
Yeah, this is on the documentary for Nickelodeon. This is one of the things that they made. Dan Schneider made the kids do. Oh my God! Oh. So I've never seen that before. Where she actually gets a mouthful of. Wow. I believe Brady called it a cheese soup, a cheddar cheese soup. He recognized the brew. And she spits it into the beehole of a girl who's naked in the kitchen, also frowned upon. I saw this restaurant on Dirty Dining the other night. Not good. Not a good result. And then she farts it out. And her natural reaction is to be surprised by that, but then grab a ladle and put more in. And that was a big soup ladle. That was like a whole troops thing.
That was like, the mess hall.
Can I see that again, please?
Sure.
What the? Oh, my button didn't work.
Uh-oh.
Oh, that's bad. Is that bad? Uh-oh, my button's out. There it is. Oh, thank God. Is going on. All right, let me see it again, Brett. Because the kitchen isn't clean to begin with. The walls are splattered.
I think she was spraying other things.
Oh yeah,
too.
No, yeah, that's right, Brady. This isn't their first rodeo. Oh, by the way,
it might have been a three-course meal.
Go back and pause it after all the soup shoots out of her, and take a look at the torque on this thing. All right, no, but we'll go back to where it all comes out. Right there. Look at that thing.
Oh, wow. Oh,
it's like she's giving birth to a little fish.
Oh, one more time.
This looks like an episode of Ab Fab. Oh. Look at that. Look at that. It rosebuds all the soup.
Caitlin Clark.
Oh, my God.
I think she gets Cracker of the Week award.
Yeah, that's Cracker of the Day. Yeah. Today, it's going to be tough to beat that. Cracker of the Day. That lady right there. Which one? Hannah Waddingham or her partner?
I don't know. I think they go together as one, like Pearl and Paradise.
Okay.
Because, I mean.
Yeah. It's a team effort.
You got to have one to
co-cracker
complement the other.
They're the co-crackers of today.
Yeah. We'll reset a little bit with this one.
Oh, that made me giggle. And I love that that's happening. All right, there's a naked guy and is smoking a cigarette. I assume he's naked. I don't see his lower half, but he's got nothing. Oh, he's naked completely. Walking around his house, which has no furniture, away from the camera, which I assume is a computer. He's leaning out his window. He's totally nude, smoking. Doesn't want to smoke in the house. You can get that smell off those curtains. It's nearly impossible. Here's
the dog.
Giant dog.
Gooses him.
Oh, gooses him with noses his butt, and he falls right out the window.
So happens. You walk around naked with your
hands. That's what happens.
I have to wonder if that was real, too. That window looked awfully suspiciously movie studio-ish. And the dog seems...
Fake stuff, Brett.
It might be a fake one. It would have been better if Big Hands would have come in and just smacked him on the ass. All right.
All right. Well, then let's see if this one's fake.
All right. Oh, no.
Challenge.
All right. Surveillance camera. It's a cruddy country. You can tell by the cars. It's a very slow... People moving like a giant rascal. It would be like for four or five handicapped people. There's a semi truck. A motorcycle goes in front of the semi truck, which just started. Oh, no, no, no.
Wow.
Semi runs over the dude on the motorcycle and squishes
the head.
All of him out onto the sidewalk.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. Ugh.
That's quite the grape.
What is the speed limit on the sidewalk? One?
I'm not sure. Are you that high up in that cab?
Yeah, he can't tell. Well, he's that close. Yeah, absolutely.
I guess so.
And then the front tire goes over his head, and it is
freshen up.
It's freshen up gum.
Yikes.
And then I guess we can just...
Oh, man.
I guess we could just end
while
this
you
one.
Chew it, say goodbye a little.
Sorry.
Freshen up. All right, it's a lady putting a thing in her butt.
Oh,
and then chocolate
comes
out.
Is that an LED light bulb?
She's got diarrhea.
Come on.
She has bad diarrhea.
Running rich.
She shoots it into the camera. Wipes off the camera lens.
Why is this a thing?
Damn it.
Ice cream. They love this.
Why in the world?
That was like...
That's a great thing.
There's red. There was red in that, I think.
Well, she's not healthy.
Was that the cherry?
Well, look what she's eating. I mean,
yeah, it's an ice cream cone.
Well, is that what she's putting in there?
Yeah, it looked like
that's not
adult
an ice cream,
cone.
The yeah, screen
I think
the
it's a love toy that's an ice cream cone.
Yeah. Oh, I see what you're doing. It's actually a very nice
wait
bottom.
A minute. That might be... looks like a McDonald's cone.
No, it's not a McDonald's cone. That thing would melt the second you touched a beehole with it.
That is a Mr. Tasty.
There is a red something or other that hits the camera lens.
The dude.
She diarrheas out onto the lens.
What's in there?
Thank you.
We're the ones that should be in the zoo. We shouldn't be looking at animals going, wow, we're the best thing on the planet. We're the smartest ones.
I can't believe he throws his poo.
We're the smartest ones. I say it a million times over again. How bad did it have to get for God to shut the earth down a couple times prior? I mean, how much worse was Sodom and Gomorrah than what we're looking at here? How much worse was when God said, that's it, get me a boat full of animals, I'm killing everybody. How bad was it back then?
That party going on that night.
Compared to today.
In Gomorrah.
Yeah. How bad did it get for him to kill all the animals at one point and save one family to start over? It can't be worse than what this is. It can't be. Taking great diarrhea onto a camera lens.
That's why a lot of people believe we're close to a reset.
They've been saying that for a long time. If he tolerated Hitler, he's tolerating all of it. Doesn't make any sense to me. The whole world's just, we're on our own is what I'm saying. We're on our own. And your neighbors are probably taking big diarrhea all over stuff that you touch later when you're at their house for dinner parties. That is gross. And she was cute. Like, that was a nice butt. No cellulite. I still like cracker of the day, because what goes better with soup than crackers? Eric Griffin is going to be watching these videos now.
He's going to be disturbed.
We're going to show them to him. He's going to join us a little bit, too. Also, the Doug Hopkins game.
Yep.
You got to give me that receipt.
You have it on your phone.
Oh, I thought you printed it out for me and did something official. Okay. I'll do that after the commercial. We'll do that, and I'll give you that, and we'll run it till 9:30. There you go. All right, Doug Hopkins, receipt game coming up next, and we're going to go wash. It's 98 KUPD.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station. 98.